Welcome to episode 25 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, coming at you every single week. It's kind of like every single day, but just 6 days in between, which makes it every single week. Usually it's happening on a Thursday. That's the way those weeks work. I'm working on Decide, my next book. I'm going to read you a little chapter. What was that tingle in the hairs in the back of your neck? It might be the sombrero. Side note, that's a little hint to the previous chapter. Quote, if I don't get the goosebump factor when I'm reading it, then I can't do it. Russell Crowe. Just as you're doubting the whole sombrero escapade, the hairs on the back of your neck start to tingle. I could throw loads of science your way, backing up the numbers behind the decision-making trajectory, and possibly wow you with all kinds of theories and books and research. Or the hairs on the back of your neck could stand up. I'm all for science. I'm a numbers guy. A math lover. A guy who often reads the manual. But then comes along gut feeling. When you just know. Or at least it feels like something is right or wrong. It's not provable. You can't necessarily share the why or what or how, but it's just there. I say this way too often in my books, but you can skip the rest of the chapters and go with this one if you like. The gut feeling. Those hairs on your neck. Goosebumps. To me, those are the indicators that defy logic. The telltale signs of something larger at play. I'm not saying you have to believe me. I'm only saying that you keep an open mind. The next time you have that feeling, and you know what it is, however it comes your way, take note of it. Take a moment and think about whatever it was that you just did. That something in your body had to do something. Take that confidence, that feeling of goodness, and hold on to it because we're about to head into the section of the book called Doubt. Before we get there, this is the end of this podcast, episode number 25, Bradley Charbonneau on a Thursday. I've got so much change going on in my life, it's like coming out of my eyeballs. Moving, family, huge changes. But something like an anchor of an every single week podcast is something that keeps it together somehow. Every single day writing, still doing that. In fact, I can't imagine not doing that. It's not even a thing anymore. Every single week podcast. What's going to happen every single month? I'm shooting for a book every single month, although I don't usually say that publicly, although I suppose this is public. It's 10 to 8, Thursday night. Kids is home from basketball practice. Got to get some food. Bradley Charbonneau signing off for this week. See you next. Until then, watch out for those hairs in the back of your neck.